This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. The middle hour. The middle child. Whichever you would like for it to be, this is Lock and Load. And today I have a question about something. I tried to fix this the other day, and of course, I was misunderstood. Joining me to help me do this is a man who knows the answer to these questions. I'm almost certain he knows the answer to these questions. If he does not know the answer to these questions, you and I, we will find out right now. Together. Joining me from some beautiful mountain range in beautiful Utah, where right now it's sunny, is the professor, the student of the gun, Paul Markle. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. Yeah, you know how the you answer a question in Marine Corps in basic training,
right?
If you don't have the answer, what do you say? You say, "Sir, this recruit does not know, but he will find out."
Okay. Well, see, I think you probably already know the answer.
You don't ever say, "I don't know."
Right. Gotcha.
You say, "Or I will find out. I don't have that answer, but I'll find out." How's that?
That works. That works. So I had asked the question of someone else, right, of John Farnham. And, you know, how do you feel about John Farnham? You like him?
Dude, he's my rabbi.
There you go. So when I was talking to him, I asked him if he ran around with his, you know, because John, whenever John travels like he's going to some revolution somewhere.
He's kind of stuck with him.
Yeah. And he, as far as what he carries, when I asked him what he carries, I was like, "Do you carry a plate carrier, chest rig, what?" He said, "No, I just have a bandolier with some ammo in it, in case things go really sideways." So I thought about that for a minute, right? First of all, if you look around for a bandolier that's worth anything, nobody seems to have one of those anywhere. Do you know of one?
Well, you can get various things. You can still, now, if you want to go old school,
yeah,
you want to go like serious G.I. Joe old school, you can still get, if you look, you can get 5.56 in bandoliers. You can get it. You can get a green steel ammo can.
Yeah.
And there's bandoliers in there.
And you just,
I have some.
Yeah, I remember those. We actually had those issued to us when I was in Germany. We were getting the tail end of them. I was very sorry that I came in at the tail end of C rations versus MREs, because the C rations were much better than the MREs, but that's beside the point.
Well, until they hand you some freaking kind of lima bean or navy bean water. But I digress. No, they still do. The military still issues it out in bandoliers.
But nowadays with the advent of certain awarenesses that have come along, you also want something that you can attach maybe a blowout kit to, right? Mm-hmm. And not much else, but you want to be able to throw something on that has some ammo and the blowout kit and everything. So I started looking for the bandolier because I asked him about plate carriers. He said, "Did you ever train with one?" I said, "No." He said, "Do you run around all day with one on?" I said, "No." He said, "So you're thinking you just carry one and then all of a sudden things go sideways, you throw it on right now, first time ever?" I said, "Sort of." He said, "Yeah, that's not a good idea."
Oh, no. I mean, he's absolutely right. You got to. And there's you're speaking to a million plus Americans that over the last 5 years saw an ad for it on something, and so they ordered one, and now in their closet they have it.
Well,
they don't wear it. They don't go to the range and put it on. They don't want people to think they're crazy or nutballs or something. Or I'm not paranoid, but yeah, they got it. And the idea is that, like, well, if things really get bad, I'm going to put it on.
Right.
You're good to go.
Right.
But to your point to the bandolier thing, say, so from a technical standpoint, if you go back to the old, you know, Vietnam era or Cold War era, olive drab, you know, cloth, you know, the cloth bandoliers, that concept has actually been around for, geez, going on 100 years at least, because, you know, the M1 carbine ammo came in bandoliers, the Garand ammo came in bandoliers, 7.62x39 during the, you know, the height of the Cold War, 7.62x39 came in bandoliers. So, you know, was all with stripper clips and stuff. So it's an old concept, but, what I've got and what I've used, you know, in the past is a single sling shoulder bag.
Right.
Because, and there's a bunch of companies that sell them. Because you can put, you know, when I was going, when I lived in the South and I would find myself in a position where I was in shorts and t-shirts quite often, or if you're, let's say you're going to go do recreational crap, whether it's to the beach or to the hot springs or the whatever, it's way easier to put everything that you might potentially need into one of these little shoulder bags and just grab it, you know. Just grab it and go.
Right.
You got a pistol in there.
I actually have one.
A flashlight, a knife.
I actually have one of those. I can't remember who made it. It has like three dedicated pockets for magazines, and a big carrying space, and a slot with a holster that will fit just about any kind of gun.
Yeah.
So that would be your recommendation.
Yeah, if you're talking about, you know, a well, actually, I called it the late for school bag. A buddy of mine who's actually retired special forces.
Right.
He had a situation a few years ago where he lived in Texas, and you know it's hot in Texas, so you most of the year you're wearing shorts and flip flops and stuff like that. And they were running late for school. Had to get the kid to school. Had to get him to junior high or whatever. And they're like, crap, crap, crap. So he grabs the keys and the phone. They bust out the door. They're like, get in. And, you know, they get in the traffic drop-off line, or they're just about to school. And there's something going on in front of them. And so my buddy gets out to see what's up. And this dude jumps out. And he's like, mama, mama, mama. And he's got a freaking knife in his hand. And I asked my bud, I was like, so? And he's like, yeah. He said, I had my flip-flops, shorts, and T-shirt, my car keys, and a phone. I said, shame on you. He's like, I know. I said, I know. We do that to ourselves. We convince ourselves that I'm just going to blank. I'm just going to run out real quick, go to the grocery store. I'm just going to run out to the gas station. I'm just going to run out. I don't need to, you know, I'm in my comfortable clothes. I don't need to, you know, I took my gun off and everything. It's on the dresser. I don't want to jock back up. I'm just going to be gone for 15 minutes. And ladies and gentlemen, that is when you're not going to know. And so I said, all right. I said, here's what you need to do, homeboy. And he's like, I know I was wrong. He said, you don't need to tell me. And I said, so we did a feature about it. It's like, okay, so you get one of these bags and you set it up and you leave it set up. You know, you don't keep taking the gun in, out, in and out, in and out. I mean, we're Americans. You got, most Americans own more than one handgun, right?
Indeed.
So put one in there. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's a freaking Taurus PT-978, whatever they call them now. Just put it in there, leave it. You know, put a flashlight in there, put a knife in there, put a medical kit in there. So in that moment, in the trap, we're late for school and you're busting out the door, grab it, throw it over your shoulder. And at very least, you'll have one of each. You'll have the fundamental four, you know, is it ideal? Not necessarily, but I tell you what, it's better to have that than, you know, than to have your phone or whatever. When some And my buddy was obviously able to
Hang on for me. Coming up on the break, you can finish this thought.
Gotcha.
Talking to Paul Markle, the professor. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And welcome back. We are speaking with the professor, Paul Markle, and we were talking about, I believe we refer to this as a bailout bag. Is this what you would think of this as?
Well, you know, you can call it whatever you want. You can call it Rumpelstiltskin. But it's just something that you can grab, throw over your shoulder. you know, the big single strap. You don't need multiple straps or whatever. Just a, you know, like a tactical man purse or whatever the heck you want to call it.
Yeah.
Just a big strap that you just grab, throw over your shoulder and go. And you put the basic stuff in it. You know, the what we call the fundamental four, something lethal, sharp, bright, and medical. And if you want to call it the late for school bag, because let's face facts, how many of you folks out there in the world consider yourself to be armed citizens? They're like, yep, I sure do. And then I would say, how many times have you been in a hurry and you're like, I probably won't need it. And you zip out the door. You'd be like, my bro, you know, we're just going to school. I'm just going to go. You know, what could possibly happen between here and the school? You know, what could possibly happen with me going to a grocery store on a Wednesday morning?
Right.
You know, what could possibly happen? Blah, blah, fill in the blank. And the thing is anything could possibly happen. You don't know. It's not up to you. What you encounter in the grocery store, the gas station, at the intersection, that's not up to you. It's only up to you to be prepared to deal with whatever might happen. And so if you want to call it, you know, a late for school bag, or you want to call it a bailout bag, or you want to call it a, you know, Rumpelstiltskin, call it whatever you want to call it. But the idea and the concept's valid. And I'm sitting here and I'm looking at a Shield 2.0. It's thin, it's compact, and, you know, is it a duty gun? No, it's not a duty gun, but I tell you what, I'd rather have that in my paw than a cell phone when some maniac, road rage and maniac jumps out of his car with a knife in his hand.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, do you match up that bag with it? Do you take a long gun with you in that bag for that bag? If are you taking magazines?
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the thing. Yeah, I've got a bag, and it's got, like you said, it has the, you know, the different pockets. It is the mag. So in one of the mag pouches, I have a 30-round magazine. And the other one, I think I've got tourniquets or something. But, you know, and then I've got a one of our kits, one of our, you know, pocket lightsaber kits. I've got a flashlight. And I've got a folding knife. So, you know, if I have to feed a rifle, that's the great thing about, you know, the AR and the AR style guns is there's so many. You know, even if it's not a specific AR, you know, if it's a Kel-Tec Sub 2000, you can put an AR magazine in it, you know.
Indeed.
And there's more of those on planet Earth now than I think. There's probably a toss up. You know, there's definitely more AR mags in America than AK mags, but if you divide it up the planet, it's probably a 50-50 situation.
Right. Well, I mean, I don't know. You're making me think because I already have the bag. I've got a very nice worked has. I've never had an issue with it. It's a Taurus G3C.
There you go.
With about four spare mags, and they don't take up no space at all, so that can go in it. I won't miss it if I stick it in it and don't ever pull it out again. Now, for spare rifle magazines, how far would you go with that?
Oh, I don't know, brother. You're probably going to run out of time before you run out of ammo.
Yeah.
I go by the Special Forces rule, or the Delta Force rule, is they're allotted three rounds of 5.56 per target. When they go out, they're, now I'm not talking about, you know, saws and stuff like that, but
right.
M4 sites.
Right.
They are, and it was explained to me by a former Delta Force guy. He said, look, people are like, how many magazines are you going to have? He said, unless you're a saw gunner or something like that, he said, let's say you've got one plus three and you keep your finger off the happy switch, keep it on semi and discipline your fire. He said, if you allot three per target, he's like, well, you know, take 120 rounds and divide it. That's 40 targets. Homeboy, if you alone are dealing with more than 40 targets, this isn't World War Z. This is not World War Z, bro. You know, And now it's obviously different for handguns because a handgun is not ever going to be as powerful as a rifle. That's just the way the world is.
Right.
And it's science. But yeah, if you think, so you got to start out with one in the gun and a spare one. That's either 56 or 30 56 or 60 or, you know, however you like to load your magazines. You know, you got veterans out there. They're like, you can't put more than 28 in it. It won't run. It's like, buy a P mag, load it with 30, live your life, and move on. But yeah, so let's say you got 56 rounds of rifle divided by three. Like, homeboy, how many things you think you're going to have to deal with by yourself? You know?
I do the 2-round thing unless I lose count. I do the 28-round thing unless, and if I lose count, I'm just like, okay, big deal.
Yeah.
And yeah, I do that.
If you,
I do that
if you
primarily.
Use the new pee bags, it's yeah. not an issue.
It isn't.
No.
I use a variety of magazines, and all of them have worked, so I haven't gotten rid of any of them yet. But I use a variety of magazines, and I rotate them out. I take them and I shoot a few of them out, then I reload them and stick them back in the box. I got a box with about 75 of them ready to go.
Well, the biggest thing piece of advice I would give people regarding AR mags is, rather than worry about the number of rounds, worry about the follower. You should have an anti-tilt follower, a non-tilting follower. That's a great thing about P-Mags is the follower is genius.
Right.
It's exactly what it needs to be. But if you've got a whole bunch of the old G.I. Joe ones with the green followers or whatever, and it's easy to figure it out because you take an empty magazine, you take your forefinger and you push the front of it and it goes and it tips sideways. You're like, okay, that's not an anti-tilt follower. So if you're feeling froggy, just go over to Brownells or Magpul or whatever and get some replacement followers. It takes you all of like 60 seconds per magazine to switch them out. And now you've got 100% reliable magazines.
Dude, is there a student of the gun video on how to switch those out, Mr.
There is one.
Okay.
Yeah, you knew that.
So if you decide to take that advice, go to Student of the Gun, and you'll find the follower magazine in there somewhere. Or the
YouTube
magazine follower video in there somewhere to see how it's done.
Yeah, you knew.
I knew that I had to go that way. Although, I will say this. Well, you know what? I'll say this in the next segment because we're coming to the next break. StudentOfTheGun.com. This is a lot of how-tos there. There's a few things you can purchase there that will make things easier for you should you decide to take up this tactical lifestyle. There's a lot of media there for you to peruse to see how to do it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is trying to strengthen international support for Ukraine and its defense against Russia. Finland was granted membership in NATO in April, and the U.S. also wants Sweden to join. Turkey and Hungary have been blocking Sweden's bid to join. We're heading into the Memorial Holiday weekend. Richard Johnson says the travel czar is on top of it.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says, yes, it's busy.
but
so far, this holiday weekend appears to be headed in a good direction.
He adds a big reason for that is the airlines.
I want to give them some credit. They have stepped up. They have improved hiring. They've got more realistic schedules.
There was a little panic at the White House during a ceremony to honor the national champion LSU women's basketball team. A player passed out while standing on the risers.
And they're the men's champs.
She ended up being okay. Dave Collins, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Welcome back. We're talking to the professor. He's trying to straighten me out, or I'm trying to get straightened out or something. Anyway, we're talking about what you would grab if you go out the door, and the fact that I'm not going to go the way of the tactical plate carrier and everything, because I don't train with one. I do have one that's set up, though. I'll tell you what I was looking at doing, and you tell me what you think about this. I was trying to put together a modern-day version of the LBE.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, I went to like an Army Navy store and I said, "Do you guys have like a modern version of the LBE?" And I was thinking like a battle belt with suspenders, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
That would be perfect. I mean, if we'd had that when I was in the military, I would have loved that. Those old pistol belts that we had, those damn things sucked. Anyway.
They rub.
They rub. And I mean, putting things, taking things off and on and putting it on the belt, that was painful.
Yes, brother. Anyway. Adjusting it and all that.
Anyway. So a modern day LBE would be a great idea. So I go in there and I ask them if they have anything. They say, "Yeah, we got this thing from Rothko." So I said, "Order that." And they was like, "It's only $24. I was like, "Well, this must suck, but I'll go ahead and order it anyway." Well, I found out why it was only $24. Because it came with everything but the belt. It's just the suspenders.
Yeah.
So now I'm still, and so now I'm still on the quest to find something small and portable that I can carry in the event that something pops in front of me. Because you make a very good point. And I talked about this the other day. I think it was 2008, the Mumbai attack, where they had the pre-coordinated 10-man group that was out there that attacked everything on ground in various spots.
Mm-hmm.
Does it amaze you that something like that hasn't happened in the United States yet?
Oh well, it will when it serves when they decide that it will serve the Democrat cause. You see, what they don't want is they don't want something like that to unite the people.
Right.
They want an attack that'll divide the people.
Right.
That's why they have to use their minions.
But are you so? I've made the point that this only seems to happen when a Republican is in office in the United States.
The school shootings generally take place during the Democrat administration.
Indeed.
Yeah. Now the attack on the Westgate Mall in Kenya.
Yeah.
Was a classic Hajj attack. The Muslim missionaries went in there, decided to do their thing. And you know that there's a if people want to learn, we don't talk about it in America because our media doesn't care when people in Africa die. But that's it. There's several, there's a couple of documentaries about that. And you can read about it if you want. But there's a lot of good learning points from that. For instance, that there were like a few guys with concealed carry permits that were the first ones to engage the bad guys.
Oh, yeah.
Because they happened to be there and be armed. And one of the guys, one of the coolest things about that story is one of the guys who engaged. If you look closely, he's wearing a khaki vest, and it's got an IDPA patch on it because was an international African IDPA competitor.
Right. I've read that many of them, that it says that a lot of them are carrying these things they call CESCA pistols, and that turned out to be CZ-75. So apparently the CZ-75 is very big over there for competitors. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, CZ is big in Africa.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that. I mean, if it weren't, because it took the military, 4 hours to respond?
Oh, yeah. The cops in the military were, like, having a fight in the parking lot. They were arguing over who had authority and who was going to go first. And then when they finally did go in, the cops opened up. The cops encountered the military coming down the other hallway, and they opened up on each other. Yeah, it was a cluster farce. If you ever wanted the classic example of prepare to self-rescue, no one is coming, that was it. Like, they'll get here eventually. You know, by what happened in that Kingsgate or Westgate Mall thing was that the guys, like, they did all their carnage and essentially got tired and went and held up. And then, you know, an hour, two, 3 hours later, the army finally got them. But it was for the victims, it was way too late.
Right. Civilians were the ones that saved them, though, but they did a lot of pre-positioning of weapons and everything. It's a very well-coordinated attack. Killed a lot of people going into and on the parking lot.
Yep. Oh, yeah, yeah. They threw grenades first.
Yeah.
To cause, you know, chaos, and then they went in and indiscriminately started shooting people. And the people who were wounded, most of the people who died didn't die initially. Most of the people who died received, you know, serious wounds and then just laid there and bled to death because nobody was coming to help.
Right. Well,
you might want to actually have something like training and gear and something on your body all the time.
That's why I look at these bags and everything, because this kind of stuff, and I'll tell you one thing that drives me crazy. So I've looked at these micro guns, which a micro gun like the P365, that's a good enough gun to carry, I guess, for concealed carry if your primary thing is I want to carry it, and I want to be comfortable. But, I mean,
and also, if you're moving around a bunch of sheep, you got to be more. You know, if you live in free America, I live in free America, I'm concealed, but there's a bump under my shirt.
Sure.
But nobody has a stroke because they saw the bump. But if you're in some kind of an urban environment that's populated by sheep, and you got to be, like, very discreet or whatever. And, you know, I don't have experience with the 365. I've got experience with the bigger guns. But I don't have any experience with the 365, which I probably need to change. But,
well, I mean,
matter of fact, I need to get on that today.
The macro, I've heard that is a really good carry gun. But see, for me, the 365 is just a little too small in the grip. It's just a little too small in circumference for me.
Mm.
And if I look at any gun that I'm going to carry as, would I take that gun to a Jaeger class and spend 2 days with it and drop it and throw it and shoot it over 1,000 times? Would I be willing to do that? And that gun to me just doesn't meet that criteria. And that's why I don't have one now. So for me, I want something a little bit bigger, and that's why. And I look at that and I say to myself, this is not. I don't carry for the lowest common denominator. I carry for the highest common denominator.
Yeah.
I mean, our boy Dave Harrington, when he carries, he's carrying 7 spare magazines. You know.
Yeah, but yeah, he's also got the body build for it too.
Yeah, although he does have, I have heard from various people that he sort of wrecked his back doing it, but I don't know. But I carry at least 2 spares when I go, and I do actually have a Super Dave rig over there that I had made by the same guy that made his rig. So I got that. But what is your daily carry gun? A Glock 19?
No, it's actually the 48.
Okay. And what is the capacity on that?
11.
So will it take the wider body Glock magazines?
No, it's a dedicated single stack.
Yeah, see, this is why I carry the Glock 26.
Mm.
My current gun that I seem to stick in my belt every time I go out the door is my Taran Tactical Innovations Glock 26, which shoots like a dream.
What did Homeboy do to that to make it better than one that comes out of the normal Tupperware box?
Couldn't tell you. I could not tell you. It looks better. It looks better, but it does. The trigger is slightly better. For me, the grip angle, he shaves them all down. So on the back strap, it's a little straighter. Just a little bit. And I'm almost
certain.
Well,
you know how to make. How to make Glock triggers run really, really well. How to smooth them up.
Shoot them.
Shoot them 1,000 times.
Hang on for me, if you will, talking to the professor, talking about what we might have if something really pops in front of us. And this could happen to any of you. The only difference is between us and you is he and I, we think about this, and we're trying to get you to think about it, too. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Welcome back. Talking to Paul Markle, the professor. We're talking about what we would like to have, what we should have, what you should carry, that kind of thing. He was just making fun of my Glock 26.
I wasn't making fun. I just when I hear that, when someone says that, when I hear them say a derp a derp a TT this, and I'm like, okay.
It's for me ergonomically it's a better gun for me ergonomically. Yeah. I have shot it a lot, so in my truck, I always carry 21 round P mags for Glocks, and I've always got four of those. So if I carry one of the wide body Glocks, whether it's one of the 9mm, no matter what it is, those 21 rounders are going to fit. So I carry the Glock 26, and I carry a Glock 19 spare mag for it. And the gun itself, as far as profile, is pretty small.
Oh yeah,
but have you ever
had a situation where you your mag over inserted on a slide lock?
Not with a Glock, have you?
No, I haven't personally. But I know some folks that run training schools, and they've witnessed that. And I think a lot of it has to do with adrenaline, which, of course, you're going to have in the real world.
Sure.
People shooting them to slide lock and then, shoving like a 17 mag and a 19 or, you know, it's 19 mag and a 26 and actually overriding the bolt catch or the magazine release and pushing it far.
Right.
So
the with that, I mean, I think a lot of people, one of the best things that I ever learned was, up to a certain point, until I went to Jaeger, I'd always heard the term punch the gun out in front of you, right? So I was sticking the gun out with a lot of force. With Jaeger, with his group, and then when I got with Fisher, they were more about come up really close, get your support hand on it, and then extend your arms, but don't punch it. Extend your arms and start looking for the sights, right? So I slowed that down a little bit and started doing that. And along with that, with the magazine changes, now I just go for the click. And it's a click I can feel. Now, it probably doesn't hurt the fact that most of the time I'm probably training with a Glock 17 size gun. So that probably doesn't hurt that fact that I don't override something to any sort of degree. But I've never had that happen with a Glock before. I've seen a lot of people using 2011s that really bang it to death, because they have so many different magazines that fit in those things.
Yeah.
And heretofore, with Staccato, the longer magazines, the 20 millimeter ones and everything, the 30 round magazine you can buy for the things, they didn't have any sort of a base pad on it, so it could go as far as you could jam it up in it. You could jam it all the way through it if you could push it hard enough.
Yeah, two summers ago I had an opportunity to spend a couple of days shooting the Staccato P, and it was a really good experience. It's a good solid gun.
Of the entire lineup, it is the best. I think it's the biggest bang for the buck of the entire lineup, because they got the smaller guns, and then they got the bigger competition type guns, and then they got Staccato P, which is the least expensive of all of them, and it's in its standard configuration. It's pretty solid.
Oh yeah, the Staccato P standard out of the box. Well, you know, the ones we were shooting were the optic ready ones. You know, they had different types of optics on them, and oh yeah, I had zero complaints. My only complaint was when we ran out of ammo. I'm like, what's up with that? But other than that, it was a great experience.
Now, would you carry a gun like that?
No, because I'm at the point I used to. And that's the thing is, I carried a 1911 as a duty gun for, I don't know, 10, 15 years.
Sure.
Well, I mean, outside of the Marine Corps. I carried it in the Marine Corps, and then we switched over to Berettas, and then I got out. And it was when, back in the olden days, you know, 30 years ago, if you were going to be a cop on a small municipal police department, they didn't buy your gun. They had a list of guns that you were allowed to buy, or, you know, that met the criteria, but they didn't buy you a gun. You had to buy your own.
Right.
And at the time, I had more experience, and I fired more rounds through a 1911 than any other gun on the, you know, on the planet. So that's what I went with. But I wouldn't do that today. You know, we'll move forward.
Yeah.
I wouldn't feel naked with a 1911 in my hand or in a, you know, but you know, I live in a world of options, and I don't have to do that.
And what do you think about the 2011 concept, the double stack, taking the 1911 platform and turning it into a fast-running, single-action trigger juggernaut that shoots 9mm?
Well, the problem, you know, the thing with the single-action anything is everybody thinks, oh, it's so much easier. Well, that's a professional's gun. That's not an amateur's gun.
Right.
And people think that they can buy that and they can somehow buy their way around the need for training and practice. You know, because we watch people shoot those like machines, you know, and we're like, man, that's great. And he does that because he's using that gun. No, he does that because he does 10 hours of dry fire a week and puts about 5,000 rounds of live ammo a month through that gun. That's why he shoots like a machine. Not because of that.
Yeah.
Not because of the, you know, you can hand, if you're a good shooter, you can pick up any gun and shoot it. The idea that, you know, people are like, well, I could shoot good if I had this gun. It's like, no, you couldn't. Stop lying.
One of the Staccato pros is Todd Jarrett, and I talk to him on a regular basis. That guy is training constantly.
Oh, Todd's my homeboy, man. I've known Todd for 20 years.
I can't imagine how many rounds of ammo he goes through a month.
Not as many as he used to.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't need to. You know, it's the 10,000 hours concept. You know, if you want to master anything, you need to devote yourself to 10,000 hours of that.
Gotcha.
And Todd's way beyond 10,000.
Yeah.
You know.
He's one of those guys that I like, because I'll be like, so what's the difference between the optics and the steel sight guns as far as in competition? You know, well, one of them, there's an optic mounted on the gun, Bill. Would have thought you'd know that.
He says with his North Carolina accent.
Yeah, yeah.
He lives in Virginia now.
He lives in Virginia, but he is a Staccato pro, so he's constantly going back and forth to Texas.
Oh, yeah.
He's quite the guy. I mean, he hooked me up with Federal. I got ammo coming today.
Woo!
From Federal. So now this whole thing where I was out there going, I got to conserve my ammo till I get a sponsor for ammo. That's gone now. I can go out and shoot to my heart's content. I can actually become good. I can train.
Well, good. Good.
But that's all beside the point. So I guess I'm going to go pull that bag up. I'll send you a picture of it. I can't remember who it's by. I remember when it came out, it was one of those name brands that all the cool kids liked. And I never got rid of it. It's a good bag. Mm-hmm. It's sort of big. If I load it up with a bunch of stuff, you know, it's not going to be exactly... If I try to run with it, it's going to dislocate my hip. But that's okay. I just won't run. For those of you who are interested in Mr. Markle and what he does, he and his sons, Zach and Paul, have put together... Zach and Jared Paul is daddy.
That's right.
Zach and Jared have put together quite the little media machine there waiting for you. They have various ways for you to peruse the machine. You can get it audio. You can get it video. I mean, there's all kinds of things going on there. They also have an excellent blowout kit for sale. Not to mention the books. How many books have you written?
Many.
He doesn't know. Paul, you have no idea.
Dozens.
You don't know how many books.
Dozens.
You'd have to line them up and count them, and then when you counted them, you'd be like, I'm sort of embarrassed.
It's less than 100, but...
It's more than two. Less than 100, more than two. That's how many of his books I've got. Less than 100 and more than two. So,
yeah.
Plenty of books out there for you to go check out the stuff that he talks about. All of this is very practical. All of this is something you can use. All you have to do is just... Stop asking questions and listen to the simplicity of it, and it will go. Thank you for taking the time to join me today, sir.
Thanks for having me on.
Oh, yeah. It's always a blast. Paul's always fun just because of the organic nature of the conversations we do have. Coming up next, we're going to talk to writer Dean Weingarten, as he's still traveling somewhere out there. He's one of those...
Of course you are.
...walkabout guys. He's just, you know, single. He has nobody to listen to. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.